Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. Tricky.
Tricky.
80s rap.
Met this little girlie.
Is your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s? I ran outside to roll up my windows and rods just now.
I'm glad you did.
It ain't raining yet here at Shawnee Mission Parkway
in
Metcalf.
Thunder?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was some lightning. God is not happy right now with Kansas City. I don't know what we did. Oh, there was one right behind Rod.
Hello.
There's a lot of lightning out there right now. And by a lot, I mean a lot. Yeah.
So be careful.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you got?
Well, don't you hear about
if you don't come up with something good, I'm going to go over the top five worst power ballads again.
Well, I think you'll think this qualifies
challenge
as good.
Challenge accepted.
Sort of.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Well, tell me about the king.
The family of Prince now suing a doctor who prescribed the pain pills for him. They're saying the doctor failed to treat him for opiate addiction and therefore bears the responsibility of his death to an
You know what? Then sue the liquor store for your alcoholism because they didn't seek treatment for you,
too. Prince was also my body's a temple kind of guy. Didn't like drugs, didn't like alcohol. And so it was so, it was just interesting. And it goes to show you, Scott, how powerful that addiction can be and maybe how quickly it can happen. I think he would be the last person that would blame anyone else but himself.
I would agree.
But his family wants money.
Well,
how much more do you need? Holy hell.
Right. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages in excess of $50,000.
By the way, when Rod and I were flying into Turks and Caicos in June, you know, Prince has a house on the island where we stayed, and you could see it from the airplane.
I bet you could. I bet.
Did you try to go see it?
No, it was on the other side of the island.
Okay.
I mean, not it wasn't a big island, but I'm not driving all the way over there. But you could, it was so big, this, and it wasn't a house.
It was a compound.
It was a compound.
Yeah.
And you could see it from 30,000 feet up. And I just remember looking out the window, I'm like, Diama, that's a big house.
Did you hear about Aretha's funeral today, Kara?
I love the gold casket, by the way.
Buried in a gold coffin. Wearing red stilettos.
Well, good for her.
I love it.
Let me look it up. Not that I think there's a photo. Oh, there's a photo.
Of course there's a photo.
Why do people take the casket photo? That is so creepy and weird. Remember someone sneaked a photo in Whitney Houston's casket? Like before everyone got in there. Someone went in with a cell phone and was like, this is why I'm being cremated because I don't want to be laying there looking like a can of spam when someone comes in with their phones like,
oh, they put that on Instagram.
No way do I want to be photographed dead.
Let me see it.
There she is.
Lovely.
Here's the other thing. Every time we go up to the cemetery, which is usually when we lose a relative in Onega, Kansas, we have family members that will gather around the tombstone that says Wright and take a photo. Also creepy.
Not
and
creepy
weird.
At all.
Yes, it is. Say cheese. Whoop, whoop. Yes, it's creepy and weird.
Well, I'll have you know this, friend, for now. My father never got to meet his grandchildren. So 2 years ago, on Memorial Day, we had the four grandchildren take a picture with Dad's tombstone at Leavenworth National Cemetery.
Selfie.
Do you smile in those pictures? Do you not smile?
They took a photo 2 years ago when I think it was my great aunt that died. And it was my uncle and all of his kids and all of their kids They surrounded the tombstone and smiled like you would be taking a picture at the, you know, at the Washington Monument or something.
I have a picture of Sarah in my back office. In fact, I remember looking at it today of her laying a rose on my father's tombstone.
Well, that's different. That's different than the gather the family around and take the family photo with the tombstone.
Well, I'm sorry that we, the Parkses, don't meet your familial standards for photography, okay?
Did you just hear her? Her family does it too.
I think.
But she doesn't. She's better than
can
that.
Can we just agree on two things?
She's above it, Kara.
The in-casket photo, let's just all agree, no.
Yeah.
And the gathering around the tombstone family name photo, again, no.
Well, I would say yes on that one. The casket one, that's not exactly how I want to be remembered. Dead.
Now, what if you did one of those, like, New Orleans-style wakes?
No!
Where you're sitting up with
on
the beer
motorcycle.
In your hand, on a motorcycle, whatever you're doing.
I find that to be creepy and weird, and I don't think we should stuff our loved ones like you would stuff a squirrel.
But I'm just
whatever
saying.
Whatever you stuff.
If you've got the pose already going with the family in the background, is it as weird as the casket?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Remember the one guy, the dead guy on the motorcycle? He loved riding his motorcycle. So
yeah.
They had him taxidermied on a bike.
Well, he was taxidermed.
Whatever. But I'm adding that to my list of weird. Don't do that either.
What about, like, people who take pictures of mummies? They're dead.
I don't know. We don't think that's different, like at the Smithsonian or something, you mean?
I don't know.
You didn't know the mummies, so.
I didn't know Aretha Franklin either.
There was a pink Cadillac parked outside the museum today.
You know, from that song of hers, Pink Cadillac, that was a big hit.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know that song, Pink Cadillac, that she did that was a big hit in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
It was called Freeway to Love.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't have a problem with somebody taking a picture next to a tombstone.
Okay.
Man, my God, this lightning is putting on quite the show this afternoon.
Yeah, we've just gotten a significant weather advisory for pretty much the entire city.
Yeah.
So
we just canceled soccer practice. That's not happening tonight.
I'm Googling, is it weird to take a picture with your family tombstone? I'm telling you, it is weird. Okay, is it rude to take photos in a cemetery?
I would think no.
No?
People do those tombstone
what
etchings.
What are they going to do? Come out of the ground and kill you?
It's supposed to be, and I know we live in an information technology society where cell phones are going off at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and I don't think that's okay either.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be a place of peace and respect and solitude, and I just think the physical act of even having the camera out is not entirely appropriate.
But you can go online, Dana, and you could find 1,000 photographs of JFK's gravesite, of Jim Morrison's gravesite over in France, of Harry S. Truman's in Independence. It happens all the time. But the difference is many of those photographs are professional.
I took one photo as we left my grandfather's funeral at the cemetery, and he is buried in the military cemetery there.
Where?
In Biloxi.
Okay.
I think it's in Biloxi, actually. It's not in Ocean Springs. And, what's that Air Force base called? I'm sorry. It's Keesler? Does that sound right?
I wasn't in the Air Force.
Anyway, he's buried at the military cemetery. And there is the most beautiful, if you've never seen these trees in the South, think Forrest Gump, these beautiful moss-laden, enormous 100-year-old trees in the cemetery. And I did get a photo quietly from the car of the tree overlooking all of the white headstones.
Mm.
But from a distance, you know, I told you this story. My cousin's cell phone went off as they were folding the flag.
Oh, that's awful.
And I kicked
didn't
him
it go off twice?
In his face twice. And it was like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- to my grandmother. And then,
which is a solemn moment at a military funeral.
Then he's like fumbling, but not fumbling fast enough. I'm trying to remember what the ringtone was, because honestly, it was even worse. I mean, it was like, because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm like, are you even kidding me? He is rolling over in his grave right now.
All right, new severe thunderstorm warning just issued. For Wyandotte, Miami, Johnson, Cass, Clay, Platte, and Jackson counties until 6 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious Weather Station. Not you, the National Weather Service people.
I just
needed to look out the window, and I figured that one out.
Yeah.
It is pouring. Look at the rain coming.
And we're getting reports of hail and lightning strikes in Olathe right now.
Yeah, I just saw that on the text line, too. Hail in Olathe. Oof. All right. Man, full board, whatever you guys want to talk about, let's do it. 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Kara Marks, or Dana Wright, Scott Parks, KMBZ.
What would you do with an extra $15,000? Well, listen to what happened to Dave when he called my friend Chip Glennon to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's all-inclusive marketing platform generated, in 48 hours, 48 showings and 6 offers. And imagine Dave's excitement when Chip told him, hey, I sold your house for $15,000 more than you were asking. Is your home still on the market? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and who are we kidding, the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Chip today at this number, 816-872-5556. 816-872-5556 or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com and start packing.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10 from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing. But I know what I like.
Lita Ford, who has dated, among others, Nikki Sixx, Chris Holmes from Wasp, and Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath. He beat her, by the way, according to her book. That makes me very upset. It is coming down in sheets out there, so if you're out driving, please, I know that this goes without saying, just be careful, okay?
Turn on your headlights.
Turn on your headlights, which means turn on your windshield wipers, okay? Dan and Lee Summit, if you'll hang tight, we'll get to you in just a minute. We will be talking in just a second about this new policy by the Chiefs where they are kicking you out of the parking lot at game time. You can pay the $60 it is to get in, and a lot of people do, and then they hang out in the back of their car. Some of them have TVs that they watch or whatever.
Elaborate grilling systems.
They play the beanbag games and all that stuff, and they never go into the stadium. They just sit out in the parking lot. They want to be near the stadium, probably can't afford to go in, or just don't want to go in. I don't know. The Chiefs are saying those days are over. As soon as the ball is kicked off, you have one of two places to be, either in the stadium or out. Get out of our parking lot. Go. Goodbye. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let me read this real quick, and then we'll get to Denise and Jessica.
Is it the nice cemetery guy?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on the board of a historic cemetery, and not everyone on the board would agree, but I love seeing people out exploring and taking pictures. A lot of these graves don't get visitors. And these are the people, the community, who made Kansas City the amazing place it is. So I am glad that people keep their memory alive by visiting them and taking pictures of their tombstones.
It's a sweet way to look at it.
Yep. Denise in Excelsior Springs. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hi there.
I would like to, tell you about my brother that died from the effects of the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
He had gone to work in South Carolina, and we grew up right just a few miles north of your radio station. They lost his remains on the way to Fort Leavenworth.
Oh, no.
And I don't ever look at horoscopes, but somehow one just kind of like jumped out of the paper, and it said it's okay to have a secret kid this week. And so my mom didn't know about it or anything.
But
I'm sorry, wait. It's okay to have her secret what this week?
It's okay to have a secret. The Catholic Charities had lost his cremains from South Carolina to Leavenworth.
Okay.
And but anyway, it came in 1 hour before the ceremony. Mm. And but my mom didn't know about it. But anyway, I didn't have anybody, a funeral company, to do this for us here, because he'd been, you know, the funeral had been all done and the cremains had all been done in South Carolina. So the guy at the Veterans in, I think it's Lansing, helped me by phone do everything. Mm. And the Marines came from Richards Gebauer up there. And we were all sitting in the little room, and they did the service. And then all of a sudden, here comes the guys up, the Marines, to do the 21-gun salute.
Yeah.
And my brother had never met my husband or anything. They just had talked on the phone. But anyway, just as soon as the dog was a chow dog, he was in the back of my husband's car. And just as soon as they get, I better clarify what I'm going to say. My brother never went anywhere when he wasn't off work without a dog in his car. Mm-hmm. From when he was a little boy, he always had to have a dog with him. And they did the 21-gun salute, and at the very last shot, my husband's dog did this war whoop, and everybody in the whole place just cracked up laughing, because my mom said, the dogs have now sent it away. You know, but it was like, yeah, so perfect. It couldn't have been planned any more perfect.
Well, that's a great story.
Denise, that's great. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that.
Let's pivot to the Chiefs story, because we had promises coming out of the gate. The Chiefs, if you missed the news, have announced that at kickoff of every game this season, you have one of two places to be when the ball gets kicked off: in the stadium or out of the parking lot. Tailgating is now forbidden after kickoff.
Now, before we get into this topic, I will ask you this. Name another business where you are going there for that business, but you're allowed just to hang out and not do that business.
Sandstone.
Why would you go to Sandstone and just hang out?
To hear the music, but you can't see the act. You pay to get into the parking lot just to hear the music.
Maybe.
Starlight.
No.
You can hear the band, you can't see the band.
Because I have parked outside of Starlight waiting for my daughter to come in from a musical, and you can barely hear it, and you can't see it.
Let's go to Dan in Lee's Summit. Dan, hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
You wanted to know some place where you can go? Go to Buckeye Nation in Columbus, because on game day there, they have as many people in the parking lot,
yep,
as they have in the stadium.
Well, they do the same thing and I know this because I go up there once a year for a game in Lincoln at the University of Nebraska. There is a city out, and I'm not talking about Lincoln, I'm using it loosely. There is a city of people that congregate outside the stadium and barbecue and watch the game on TV.
Yes, but Scott. They are, and Dan, I think you would agree with me, they are taking away something that is semi-uniquely Kansas City. So there are other places that do the tailgating thing. I've seen it done poorly, St. Louis. Like, that's what they do there.
Here's an example.
We are known for that tailgating experience. We're always ranked in, like, the top one or two in the country for this thing.
Two others came in just now that are really good. When you ask the question, tell me something where you can go, not participate in the business, and just loiter. Kansas Speedway will allow you to park your RV in the parking lot, and you do not have to go into the race.
Okay.
Starbucks.
Okay. That's two.
576-7798. The Chiefs have announced, starting this season, you have one of two places to be starting at kickoff. Once that ball is in the air, you can either be in the stadium or out of their parking lot.
Chiefs are not alone.
Okay.
What if you hide inside your car?
You really don't have much of a life if you're just in there huddling down.
Just come and get me.
Watch on your phone.
Come
the
and
game.
Get me.
Honey, the back seat
I'm
on the
ducked
floor.
Down in row H45, and they are never going to find me.
Honey, they don't know I'm here.
You should play security guard tag out there.
I see him coming. He ain't going to find me.
Those stupid Chiefs, they said I had to leave, but I didn't. I just got down underneath.
It's hard to duck down in that Camaro.
I'm in the back seat, honey. It's really tight. I remember being here when I was a kid. There was a lot more room, I thought.
Newsroom Caremark, sir.
Severe storms moving through. We'll have more next. 5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Severe thunderstorms pushing into the area, bringing lots of lightning and thunder this afternoon. The National Weather Service reporting 64-mile-per-hour wind gusts downtown. And KCP&L says they've got about 2,400 customers out of power right now. A lot of those along I-35 near 69 Highway. The entire metro under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6 o'clock. The gunman who opened fire in a north central Kansas sheriff's office has died. Officials say 40-year-old Jason Whitson shot and wounded two deputies in the Jewell County Sheriff's Office this morning after requesting to talk with the deputy, and then he shot himself as authorities closed in after a chase. Sheriff Don Jacobs says there's been an outpouring of support from law enforcement officials across the state.
Tragedy struck my office today. Jewell County had two deputies attacked. The good news is they are going to recover, and our thoughts and prayers are with them.
One deputy underwent surgery and was listed in stable condition. The other was treated and released. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
A risk of a few scattered, strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility. I think the window will go anywhere from about now until 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight. Temperatures will still stay in the 80s, and with that high humidity, it feels pretty sticky. Best chances, I think, between, say, 8 o'clock and about 10 in the evening for the torrential rainfall, gusty winds that could cause damage, and a little bit of hail. 63 in the morning, any rain showers and thunderstorms in. A little fog in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon. Much cooler, high temperature 77. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Again, we do have that severe thunderstorm warning until 6 o'clock. This remains in effect for Wyandotte, Miami, Johnson, Cass, Clay, Platte, and Jackson counties. Storm bringing strong winds and plenty of hail with it as well. Right now it is 81 at KCI, 73 downtown, 81 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Motley Crue, 1983, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Woo, you all are mad!
Real quick, from the text line.
Yeah.
I know you're mad about this NFL-based decision to kick people out of the tailgate once the game starts. Someone just wrote in, the Chiefs are probably doing this because there's limited parking available. I went to a playoff game last year, and they had security driving around threatening to kick people out because they were using or blocking two parking spots.
Okay, well, that's a fair gripe. You've paid for one.
Yeah.
You can't block two, so
but
move.
You've seen people. They take their lawn chairs out, and they mm-hmm. take the second. I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Now, playoff game's probably different.
And you need to move. And by move, I mean move your lawn chair, move your little grill. You can put it behind your car. But you cannot block another spot. You haven't paid for but one. Now, granted, you paid $60, but you didn't pay for two.
Can you clarify, are you allowed to go back out and tailgate during, like, halftime?
Nope.
No.
You have one of two places to be during the game. In the stadium, buying $8 beers, or out in the – or and if you're in the parking lot drinking your beer that you bought for about 50 cents a piece, you have to leave. Now, here's a question I had when I was reading the story this morning and saw it on Fox 4. The security at Arrowhead is not the police.
Correct.
Okay? Now, granted, they'll probably have some off-duty police officers who are working in uniform, but their main job is to keep the peace inside the stadium,
right,
not hand out tickets in the parking lot. What happens if a security guard comes upon you in the parking lot, and you're just sitting there tailgating in the first, second quarter of the game?
Move it along.
And you got to go, guys. You know the rules. You have to be in the stadium or outside the parking lot. You can't be here. And they say, screw you, security man. What legally could the security guard do if I refuse to move?
From the text line, parking in the stadium is a nightmare if you have season tickets and prepaid parking passes. They try to stick you in the grass now instead of being able to park in the front like you were supposed to. This has been a battle for several years, and I'm glad they are finally doing something about it.
Jessica in Independence. Hello, Jessica. Oh, Jessica, hang on. You were calling in on last hour's topic. Matt in Lewisburg. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott, Dana. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you, babe.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Hey, my quick point is this. I mean, they charge you $60 for parking, which is the reason why I haven't been to a game in a long time. I like watching it from home. I'm not getting beer spilled on me by crazy people, unless it's my wife, of course. But but you're paying to be there. You should be able to stay there as long as you want. If they're going to say you can only be there for half the time allotted, then it should be half the price.
Hey, Matt, I would love for someone to pull out a parking, Chiefs parking pass and look at the back and read what it says. I want to know, because someone wrote in and said this is called trespassing or loitering. I disagree. You are paying to use one spot for $40 or $60. Does it say on that ticket for the duration of the game? Does it say for only the beginning before kickoff? I don't think it's loitering or trespassing. You are paying to be there.
You know what will be interesting, Matt and Dana, is what happens the first time this is challenged in court. And somebody writes in, this is trespassing. And number one,
not when you're paying.
A security guard cannot charge you with trespassing. A police officer could. But do you really think that the off-duty police officers who are working at the game, who want to keep the peace inside the stadium...
Yeah, they're going to love this.
...really want to walk around the parking lot handing out tickets for trespassing? What if I didn't bring my
Scott,
ID? What are you going to do, arrest me?
There will be a challenge
me?
To this, because it's not trespassing if you've paid to be
I,
there.
I agree with you. And Matt, I think you and I and Dana are on the same page. And listen, I understand if you're a season ticket holder and you're not getting that privileged parking spot that you think you're entitled to, but I would remind you that the very person tailgating, by the way, on public property, I need not remind you.
Semi-public,
quasi-public property, you're right, paid $60 to be there. I mean, can you... Go ahead.
Exactly,
sorry.
And they don't check if you have tickets when you go through the gate in the first place. You're just paying to drive through that gate, so they can't say you're literally paying for your car to be in that parking spot.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I think we all three agree this is likely headed to court at some fashion.
But let me ask you this: is this akin to a restaurant saying when you walk in you're paying to be there? Okay, we're going to seat you over here. And you saying, well, I don't want to sit right there. I want to sit over there. And the fancy restaurant says, well, those are reserve tables. You can't sit over there. You need to sit here.
Well,
Chiefs are essentially saying, yes, you've paid to be in here, but we're not going to allow you in this area. You have to be in this area.
No.
And take it or leave it.
No, it's kind of apples and oranges, and here's why. What the Chiefs need to do if they wanted to solve the problem for season ticket holders, which is the vast majority of people who walk into Arrowhead, they need to set aside a certain number of spots for people who have bought season tickets. Maybe it's lot E and F, okay?
Okay.
And, or E, F, and G. I don't know. That almost sounded like a dirty phrase. E, F, and G. And that is where, when you get your season ticket package, you also get a season little lanyard that you can put on your rearview mirror in the car, and you can pass through, and then you get to park in these selected spots. If you are just a one-game ticket holder or you don't have a ticket, you can park over by Kauffman Stadium in Lot A and B, okay? And that's where you go if you don't have season tickets.
Someone just wrote in, the Royals have done this for a long time after the second inning. Is that true?
I'm not aware of it, but then again, I don't sit in the parking lot during a Royals game. I go inside and watch.
I don't either. I don't know.
576-7798. Terry in KCK. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I know you touched on this a little bit ago, but the Speedway, they don't charge anything for parking, and people sit out there all day long. They have their TVs with their antennas and all that stuff.
Because they want the atmosphere experience.
Yeah, they do like the atmosphere, but they also allow you to bring in a little soft cooler with your own beverages if you want.
That's actually inside the stadium in the Speedway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can come in, go, and do what you want there. And it sure would be nice if Major League Baseball and the NFL weren't so uptight. They could take a lesson from NASCAR in that respect. But, yeah, people hang out there all day long. I mean, it's a party, so I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, somebody says, Scott, you're way behind. The Chiefs implemented that years ago. Then what's the problem? Then what are season ticket holders complaining about if there are already reserved spots for you? that can't be occupied by the tailgaters who apparently have to leave. I'm going to look up.
And I don't buy the argument, well, they're doing this because people are getting too drunk. Well, if they were truly worried about the level of intoxication.
Have you seen some of the people inside the stadium?
No, Scott, if they were truly worried about the level of intoxication because of the tailgate, they would have shut this down 30 years ago.
Yeah.
This is not a new issue.
This has nothing to do with drunk fans because I have been inside of Arrowhead Stadium, and if they were worried about fans getting drunk, they wouldn't serve the beer. Give me a break. There's a reason they open the gates early, because tailgating is an experience. But tailgating comes with one thing primarily, and that is alcohol. That's just a simple fact. There are 19,000 parking spots at Kauffman, or not? Oh, that's for Kauffman Stadium. Hang on, I'll have to look up the number.
Someone
of
just said,
spots.
Why can't they park in the Royals lot? Because they don't want to clean up that mess in two spots after a game. That's why.
Well, I think. The Chiefs would be responsible for cleaning up the parking lot after their own games.
Correct. But if you start moving people into the Royals lot, I guarantee you the Royals are saying, no, we don't want extra traffic over here.
But people park over on the Chiefs side. I don't think there's a Royals lot and a Chiefs lot.
Oh,
I think it's one big parking lot on the east side and one big parking lot on the west side that either team's fans can use. I mean, if there was a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium, I imagine there's going to be a ton more cars than there otherwise normally would be.
I don't know.
Let's go to Kara in Grandview. Kara, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Actually, I basically wanted to hit on the Kauffman Stadium. I think an easy solution to all of this would be to pay a separate price for people who just wanted to tailgate. That would leave Arrowhead parking open for people who paid for the ticket as well. And you could set up a tailgate area only in Kauffman, charge a little extra maybe than 60, and those people could go tailgate, be near the stadium, and it would be a space just reserved for them.
Okay,
and that extra income would provide people to clean up that stadium and help patrol it. You would just have to charge a little bit more for parking.
Okay, this is not a bad idea. But, Kara, let me ask you this. How do you prove that somebody just wants to tailgate? Would everybody in the car as they're rolling in, and keep in mind, that's going to be a lot of
right.
cars coming in.
How many tickets?
Do you have to show a ticket per person in the car?
I would think you would have to show the tickets for the people in the car with the parking pass, or make a way that the parking pass went on to the ticket.
Let me point out a problem. You and I are going to the game, not together, but separately. You have a ticket. And you and I are meeting at the game. I don't have a ticket, but you called one in for will call.
Okay.
Then what do you do?
Well, there's always going to be a way around everything. Everyone is saying that they are shared lots. You are right.
19,000 parking spaces, by the way.
I don't personally think this is after the death and the lawsuit 5 years ago. I don't think one has anything
either.
To do with the other.
I don't either.
That was 5 years ago. It was horrifying.
Yep.
But it's not the first or last time there has been an altercation or a fight or some type of assault and battery in that lot. I don't believe this has anything to do with that. Probably didn't help.
No, it didn't help. Let me tell you what I think it's all about. The popularity of the NFL, while still a very popular league, is starting to slip just a little bit for whatever reason.
Saturation.
Okay? It could be saturation. It could be the new rules. People think it's becoming a wimpier version of the NFL. It could be the Trump effect and the kneeling during the national anthem. We just don't know. Who knows why the popularity of the sport is slowly starting to fade a little bit. Here's what it is. If you looked up in Arrowhead Stadium in the 1990s when Neil Smith and Derek Thomas were here, even though the team wasn't winning Super Bowls and sometimes not even going to the playoffs, it was packed with people dressed in red. Okay? Now, on any given Sunday, you can look up and there are a lot of empty seats out there. This is the Chiefs who want to fill that stadium, who have heard from ticket-buying season ticket holders who say, we are sick and tired of paying big, big bucks to go watch your product on the field and having to deal with the riff-raff in the parking lot, the Raytown people and the Grandview people that come in and pay 60 bucks but have no intention of going in. If you want my money, you will get them out of the parking lot
now. I'll tell you this. My husband relinquished his season tickets years ago, not because of the riffraff outside of the stadium, Scott, but because of the riffraff in. They had the same group of people that all kind of sat around each other, I think, for 10 years, and he said it turned into a foul-mouthed, drunk fest. And this was, again, like 8 to 10 years ago. And he said it just wasn't fun anymore because of the people sitting around that section. Now, is it all like that? I don't think so. But his argument was never what was going on outside. He said it just for the money, it wasn't worth the hassle to sit in that environment anymore.
Yep. 576-7798. More of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks, KMBZ.
Dana Wright here. Are you in need of an appliance upgrade? Man, we just got a new stove from Nebraska Furniture Mart. Check it out. It is Frigidaire Innovation Month. Frigidaire and Nebraska Furniture Mart have teamed up to celebrate with savings. Right now, buy three Frigidaire professional appliances, and you will get one free with rebate. Plus, receive free Mart rewards cards with select Frigidaire appliance purchases and free installation with select Frigidaire dishwashers. Save time with the convenience of free delivery and setup on qualifying buys. And the Mart makes it so easy. They got that 36 months financing on qualifying Frigidaire appliances, $5.99 or more. See the store for details. Discover how cooking and cleanup can be quicker and easier with Frigidaire. And you will love how shopping and saving is quicker and easier at the Mart. Revolutionize your cooking, maximize your savings. Shop the latest from Frigidaire at Nebraska Furniture Mart today.
Let me just address this in case I was misunderstood, and that was never my intent. And several people have written in. One person writes, I believe Scott should apologize for the riffraff from Raytown and Great Grandview riffraff comment. That's like me saying everybody from Roland Park is stuck up. Scott, I take offense at you specifically pointing out Raytown people or Grandview people. I live in Raytown, and I'm a taxpayer that helps pay for the renovations of the stadium. I do not consider myself riffraff. Let me be very clear. I don't either. I was speaking as an uppity Southern Johnson County season ticket holder for the Chiefs, where they want to go and enjoy the gaming experience at Arrowhead, and they don't want to have to pass by everybody's barbecue and their beer, and they're throwing the beanbag thing across the parking lot into the game over there, whatever that's called.
He was speaking as one of those ticket holders,
yes,
not
I was
himself.
Not speaking as myself. That is correct. Louie in the Northland. Hello, Louie.
So you finally figured out that the parking is shared parking, but just do the math. There's 76,000 seats, roughly, 19,000 parking spaces. So on average, that means every car has to come in with four people. That doesn't happen. So parking is a problem. A lot of people park in the grass, and we choose to park in the grass. But I'm a season ticket holder, and so parking is the number one problem. There aren't that many people that come out and tailgate. So the people that only tailgate, the people this is really going to affect and hurt is those people who come in a very large group, and then they park, and only half of them have tickets and half of them set aside and stay out in the parking lot. But it is a problem. There is no place to park, and there's a lot more cars than they have seat spaces for. And I think it's the right thing to do. Now, if you're in college, most college towns allow that. They don't have their own, they don't have parking spaces for 20,000 people at most colleges. So it's different. It's a different environment, and I can see why people do it in college. But you know, in the Big 12, they do let you out at halftime, by the way, and you can go out and party. The SEC does not. The SEC makes you stay in at halftime. So
the Big Ten makes you stay in as well.
The Big Ten, all right. But my point is about the Chiefs. I generally support the plan. I think it's not about riffraff, but the people who stay out in the parking lot, they're pretty well toasted when you get out there after a game's over. So it's probably not a bad idea. And I can see the problems it probably causes for security in the middle of the game.
Louis, okay. Someone wrote in and said it's not a family-friendly event anymore. I have to agree. And I would be lying if I said I didn't pause once or twice before one of my sons wanted to go to a game. I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
It's not terrible, but it's probably not family.
Correct.
It's not a Royals or Sporting KC game. Is that fair?
It's just a different atmosphere. I don't think twice if they want to go to a Royals game. But if one of them wants to go to a Chiefs game, do you know what I say?
I've never taken my kids to a Chiefs game.
This is sad. Do you know what I would I would say? Are they in a suite? Or are they going to be just in the stadium? It bothers me a little bit because I know what that environment can look like, and it is not a place for a kid.
You were going to ask, I think your original question, Louie, was when was the last time I was at a Chiefs game?
Well, no, I didn't mean – that was just when I told Rod when I called in.
Oh, I see.
I was just saying – Because you kind of had it. This parking lot's packed. I mean, and the games are the Chiefs games are sold out. Basically, there's only there is no empty seats. They're not doing it to get butts in the seats because there's no that place is packed.
Yeah.
Preseason, no, but nobody wants to pay. Nobody wants to go to preseason games anyway. But
they ought to cancel. They ought to cancel preseason football. It's
they
awful.
Right. So I got four tickets, and I can barely give them away. For preseason. So I'm not paying parking, so I'm not going to preseason game.
All right, partner, we got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. News is next, by the way, and then Jonathan Weir. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, severe weather moving through the metro this evening. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.